not Miami.
Well, we're now on the coach on the way to Miami. We have left Orlando, the hotel, this morning, and it's about a 4-hour drive to Miami. And
we're
Mary's, one of the guides, is talking to Jess, and as you can hear, the coach is quite noisy. It's air conditioned, so it's very pleasant. It's a good long drive. Oh, that tone is irritating. Ooh.
Oh, no, it's isn't like it? A Dyson, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not note. So we're making our way to Miami.
PG's Land.
Yeah, PG's Land. Barry Gibb lives here. Well, Robbie
you
Gibb
like,
used to live
like
here.
The
yeah.
Yeah,
mm.
Yeah.
But Barry Gibb lives here in Miami.
Yeah, they're very good, weren't they?
Yeah.
Television
a lot,
just like
this.
So, absolutely.
So, sun's streaming in, I can feel through the windows. And we're going on a walking tour of Miami this afternoon when we get there.
Oh, absolutely skin and bone.
We're actually walking to around the city or the area to, with a guide called Buddy, apparently. So, that should be interesting. And I'm with Liz today, who is an Australian. She's a teacher, but she lives in England now. And Jess is with Mary. And I've got a terrible throat due to the air conditioning. So we're talking a lot, I think. But we're well on the way to Miami. Shut up. So I will speak later on when we are in Miami. And I hope Gav's looking at Jess's phone for her, which we're really grateful for. Jess got very upset yesterday when her phone wasn't working. Got quite depressed because she uses it so much. So we're heading, you know, thanks to Gav for looking at that, and hope he can get it fixed, everything crossed. Mine's working still for the moment, but I haven't got the guts to turn it off in case it goes again. So anyway, I will boo later on when we're in Miami.
I did one on the plane on the way over.